Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another week on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'll tell you what, infrastructure and our safety, that is key and top on my mind. I think Amtrak and this accident, it's really pointed out to us, gee, not like we didn't know it, but we're seeing it. And remember, there was a big battle about whether or not to possibly even bring up, broach the idea of raising gasoline tax that would pay for more infrastructure. Well, let me tell you, you saw what happened in Minnesota with the one bridge. And how many years ago was that? How many bridges do you go over? How many trains do you ride? How much infrastructure around you, wherever your hamlet is crumbling? Not a pretty picture, is it? It's one of those things, I really do think this, we just walk through life sometimes in a myopic state, right? Because we're doing what we do. We're making our chili. We're making our money. We're hanging out with our kids, our friends, our other interests, which that's cool. We're living the American dream. But while we're living the American dream, and we know this already because of the frustrations we feel over so many other things, the ground is crumbling beneath our feet. I don't know about you, but I saw what happened in Minnesota. I don't want to be on a bridge in a car that goes down and plunges me to my death because a bridge hadn't been worked on and it fell apart. A bridge was too old and it wasn't reinforced. It almost happened in my hometown of Philadelphia, when I happened to catch the 60 Minutes episode that played an interview with the former governor of Pennsylvania, Ed Rendell, and he talked about the fact that the one bridge is the Walt Whitman Bridge that I would go over so many times I can't tell you, and so many tourists go over and so many people commute over it, that had one of its main arteries was cracking and falling apart. And because two guys stopped and went to go get a sausage sandwich, looked up and saw it, they said, wow, look at this, made a phone call, then all of a sudden it's closed down for a couple of days and they're reinforcing it. But if they hadn't looked up and hadn't seen that, who knows how many people could have been killed on that bridge or underneath that bridge, because a lot of people walk underneath it. And it's the state that we're in where we're not paying attention to that kind of stuff. And this is everywhere. It's Ohio. It's Iowa. It's not just Pennsylvania. It's not just the Northeast, although that's the older part of the country. But there are serious problems happening all over the place. Train tracks not being properly maintained. This is part of the whole Amtrak thing. They didn't have the right equipment that could have prevented what happened in the deaths of those nine people, because the train would not have been going 106 miles an hour. But it didn't have that automatic braking system on it. And there were other problems with it, too. So Cory Booker, now a senator, at one point he was the guy in Newark. He was the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. As a senator, he's looking around and seeing the infrastructure problems, and of course Amtrak highlighted it. Here's what he had to say.
Well, certainly this raid, it looks like it was a success. A lot of the information we pulled out of there could be very, very valuable. The computers and other data that was recovered that's now being analyzed.
All right, so Cory Booker actually talking about something else there, but he was also talking about the whole infrastructure thing and saying how deadly it's become you know, again, in the Northeast, he was part of the Sunday Swirl, and that was one of the major conversations. The Sunday Swirl is the talking heads on all the political shows. And because of the Amtrak, crash, it makes sense that the whole public safety thing is brought up. And the idea of, okay, so if this is crumbling beneath our feet and we're dramatically behind, how do we get in front of this? I mean, we are way, way out of step with and dramatically behind the many, many bridges that need to be repaired, but not just the bridges, but other infrastructure too. And unless, see, it's starting to cost lives. If this is something you don't think about with transportation, you don't think about this kind of stuff unless something happens like a train derailment. Then you start to think about it. And, you know, this has to be a bipartisan thing, I would think, that you could work on this somehow, figure out a way to pay attention to it. And the problem, of course, is making the list. Who goes first? How many bridges are we talking about? Thousands of bridges. And that's just the bridges. So it's more than that. It's much more than that. Yeah. Crazy. And Amtrak highlights that. By the way, with Amtrak, because of the nine people, because of the engineer still being questioned, the question everybody wants to know the answer to is, how did this happen? Okay, so you didn't have the automatic braking system. We get it. We know it. They've ordered it. They've beefed it up. It's not going to happen around that curve again. The trains are going to be running on Monday. But the thing that's interesting in these investigations, there were two other trains that reported being hit by some sort of object in that same area. So they're looking at the windshield. The FBI is looking at the windshield in this investigation for with the derailed train to see if it was hit by a projectile. The train engineer, according to the National Transportation Safety Board, they're saying that the train engineer didn't tell dispatch that his train had been hit by an object, so they're trying to rule that out as, okay, you know, these people were killed, 200 people were injured, and this train 188 was also hit by some sort of a projectile. So they're going to clearly try to figure out what happened with that, but the engineer is not off the hook because there might have been some projectile. Because he didn't even know it sounds like. He certainly didn't mention it to anybody at this point. I mean, even the assistant conductor, though, of the Amtrak train did tell the investigator she overheard the engineer say in a radio conversation that their train had been hit by something. So now there seems to be all this doubt on whether they listened to all the radio dispatches from the trains. And that was there something there? There's confusion over the two other trains that were hit and what is known and what isn't known. But the drop in speed or the acceleration in the speed is what killed those people. And now all of a sudden they're going to be able to slow them down because they're going to put the brake in there. And their Amtrak is going to assess the risks of all curves, by the way, on that northeast corridor where the approach speed is higher than the curve speed, and they're going to post speed limit signage throughout that area. Oh boy, oh boy. Well, they better jump on it right now, that's for sure. Stay with us. We Can Count coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is all about, if you haven't heard it before, because it is about the numbers. Here's what we've heard from NASA. NASA is saying a huge ice shelf will collapse by 2020. So you say, ice shelf, well, what does that mean if an ice shelf collapses by 2020? Well, you know what this is about. It's that whole tug of war over climate change, over what's going to happen. And every time you have a chunk of ice that melts, what happens to the shift? And there is a theory floating around that some of the reasons why we're seeing these earthquakes is partially because of that, that it's interrelated, right? So look out for 2020. Where are we, 2015? The problem is with all these doomsday predictions is when you flip the map and then they, and what happened? What happened? It disappeared, right? Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, we do live on a pretty crowded planet these days, don't we? It just depends on where you live, I suppose. That's why I think Colorado is pumping the wide open spaces. Have you seen the Colorado commercials on the tube? Oh, it makes you want to go right now. It's like, it looks like it's just, this is the place to be. is Colorado. I have to go there. I'm serious. Whoever did their ad campaign, it does. It makes you think, oh, the peace, the tranquility, the beauty. Please, I got to go back to a simpler time. All right, the Clintons don't want to go backwards. They're pushing forward. You know they've earned more than $30 million since 2014? Oh, yeah. That's right. It came out because a lot of this has to do with speaking. But, you know, that's what they've made. And this is just since January of 2014. That's a financial disclosure form because they have to do that. So most of that money came from paid speaking, you know, period, because she certainly was touring the country speaking. Hillary was running for president. The Clintons have given a total of 104 paid speeches, netting them that amount of money. So most of that, like 25 and change, was for the 104 paid speeches. Then you have royalty and advance payments for Hillary Clinton's memoir, Hard Choices. That brought in another $5 million. It's not too bad to be doing the Clinton thing, huh? Her highest grossing speech, by the way, was $335,000 for an appearance at Qualcomm in San Diego in October of 2014. Who says corporations don't have money? She delivered 51 paid speeches. Now, former president, he was paid $175,000 for a speech in Miami where he appeared through satellite. And then they have investments and all that other stuff because they have to release all of that. So the estimated tax rate for 2014 was over 30%. So nothing can be secret. I mean, you know, nothing can be secret. If you're running for president, all of that is fair game. And you know, they get paid to speak, and they get paid well to speak. So then it makes you think, you know, why go off that paid speaking circuit to run for president? I guess you can stick that money in the bank, and then you come out, and then you can speak again if you want to speak. In case you haven't heard it, one of the top stories is the one that I've, I think, mentioned already a little bit, but 9 people were killed in really a biker war in Waco, Texas. It just exploded at a restaurant that the biker gangs were meeting to discuss their conflict, and it escalated from discussing to fistfights, knives, chains, and then ultimately guns came out and people died and people got wounded. 200 rival gang members, you know, were involved in this shootout at this bar, sports bar, Twin Peaks in Waco, Texas. And it's just a half a mile from a high school. And there were people that were there that were at other places eating, families, just in that same, like, plaza. The police said they were expecting trouble. They had already been deployed to the scene, so they were there. And they described it as a gang members showing they were unafraid in other gangs' territories. So the rumble started after noon, and then the violence spilled out of the restaurant and into the parking lot. The bikers fired at each other, and then at the cops. So they just started firing at the cops, and the officers, of course, returned fire, taking a bunch of them down as they were firing back. So 8 people died there. A 9th one died at the hospital. 18 were taken to the hospital with gunshot and knife wounds. They found about 100 weapons. You know what they found? Brass knuckles, chains, clubs. I mean, this was a rumble. And all kinds of firearms. And they were thrown all over the place at this crime scene. They wouldn't give the biker gangs who were involved, because they said they didn't want to give name recognition to criminal organizations. But pretty scary stuff. Pretty frustrating for the cops, too. And so you know, Twin Peaks is sort of like a Hooters-like kind of restaurant. We have waitresses who aren't wearing a lot necessarily, and it's a sports lodge. So it's, they call it the ultimate man cave atmosphere, or biker cave gone wrong, because that's what happened there. Ugh. No employees, no other people that were at tables were injured or any of that in that violence that just exploded. And I mean, it's, you know, 25 feet from the door, and it was Sunday. So some of the people that were going by, I think, got lucky. And now they're trying to sort it out. They've got some of these bikers in the county jail, and they're trying to figure out what happened. And I'll tell you, what is really scary is you look at the photographs, and you can see it looks like any other plaza. That you have all these other, there's like a Cabela's that's there, which is a sporting goods store. There's a Cavender's, which is like cowboy western wear store. There's restaurants. So there were definitely other people that were very close to that area. Very close. And apparently they were not worried about, once the tempers exploded, once all of that started, that was it. They were just going for it with these gangs. It does make you wonder what specifically were they at odds about? Was it, I just think, you know, was it territory? Was it something deeper even than that? Like partially that, but something else? Because you don't bring brass knuckles, chains, knives, all that kind of stuff. You're not bringing them there to have a discussion. And geez, I got to protect us just in case. I got to protect my posse in case something happens. I don't think so. I think it goes much deeper than that. Much deeper than that. Coming up on America Tonight, as we roll into yet another odds and ends, one of the things that sadly has been talked about is this guy named Dean Potter, who I had on a show one time, a long time ago, who's what they would call an extreme athlete. He's pretty well known now at this point. And they're saying that Potter and another man have died in a base jumping accident in Yosemite. And I mean, this guy was fearless. He was known for incredibly bold rogue climbs and base jumps. Sometimes he would parachute from a fixed structure or cliff. But base jumping is illegal in Yosemite, so you can only imagine what happened there. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bergman, let's go make a picture on the island of Stromboli. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman, you're so pretty. You'd make any mountain quiver. You'd make fire fly from the crater. Ingrid Bergman. This old mountain, it's been waiting all its life for you to work it, for your hand to touch its hard rock. Ingrid Bergman, Ingrid Bergman, if you walk across my camera, I will flash the world your
story.
Wow,
what a clever song that is. Kind of like those lyrics. Kate D, hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Remember, 24/7, you can send us your thoughts, and we'll hit the mailbag once a show. Promise you that. I'm surprised we didn't get too much on the possibility of a triple crown. We'll talk about it as we get closer to the Belmont, but American Pharoah now has a chance to notch a triple crown. Of course, 13 other horses have tried, including last year California Chrome, who fell short. And remember, the owner got a lot of criticism for criticizing the horse owners who didn't have their horses in all three races so they could rest before they went to the Belmont. And then, of course, he said it was an unfair advantage, in a sense, is what he was saying. This time around, we'll see if American Pharoah is the horse and can win the Triple Crown, because that's a slice of history. If you've had history for 37 years where no one's been able to win a Triple Crown, no team, no trainer, no owner, no jockey, no horse, more importantly, has been able to do it, that tells you something. A mile and a half is a great distance, and the track at the Belmont is a tough place to try to win that third leg of the Triple Crown. I think it makes it, I don't know, what do you think? Does it make it more interesting because that history hangs on? Does it make it more intriguing? Are people bored with it? And it'd be great to see someone surpass a firm. You know, somebody surpass it. And American Pharoah could be that horse that does that. I don't know. I think there's something about the conversation, but we've done this now 13 times. So there's been 13 horses that have come up to the Belmont for a chance at history and winning a Triple Crown, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't win that third race. It was just too tough. And here's the other thing. We hear about this biker bloodbath, and, you know, they had that show. Remember remember the bike show that was so popular? In fact, it just, you know, Sons of Anarchy, it just wrapped up. And Sons of Anarchy was heavily watched. Now, you know, the bikers watch it and say, that's not really what happened. We're an outlaw motorcycle club, and, you know, that's not how we roll. I mean, this thing lasted 6 seasons. It started in 2008 and wrapped up in December of 2014. So I'm not saying that bikers watched this and it made it sexy to, okay, we're going to go after other people and rival gangs. But it's interesting. It was an interesting, I think, peek inside what it would be like to be in one of those so-called, those kinds of clubs. Because they did the research, trust me, and they were constantly doing their research. But this biker bloodbath in Texas, I mean, these weren't guys to trifle with by any sense of the word. I said what they brought with them, the equipment. So it was the real deal. You're bringing your brass knuckles, you're bringing your chains, you're bringing your weapons. You got it all. I mean, you are ready. You are ready to go. It's go time. They were ready to go. They had bats with them. What was that like? What was it like when that unfolded? I mean, they had to be some of the more deadly biker gangs. I agree with the sergeant who was there on the scene and said he had never in his entire life seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. Of all the possible situations that he rolled up on. So, who are these gangs? And who are the people that hang in these gangs? Do they got undercover guys trying to break up some of these biker gangs? And they say the gangs have, trust me, sociopaths, murderers, meth heads. That you have people that infiltrate, that wear a wire trying to get in whatever they can. Drug dealing is big. All that kind of stuff. So the FBI is all over this. Is all over this, what happened here. And they're looking at the cause, the sit down, the, you know, whole thing. So you got to figure maybe territory, I don't know. But there's organized crime, there's embezzlement, there's all kinds of stuff that apparently is happening. And there are a lot of serious motorcycle clubs, the bad motorcycle clubs, and a lot of them, they say, are young in these gangs. They could be 18, 19, you know, 20 some years old. Oof, boy. And they're all over the place. East Coast, West Coast, and spots in between. And here I thought some of that was just exaggerated, but apparently not. Apparently not. Or there wouldn't be undercover guys trying to get closer to the new opportunities that are being created, I guess, all the time. And the numbers increasing in the gangs. And not, I mean, not just straight up gangs, specifically biker gangs. Like the ones that exploded in Waco, Texas. I mean, all I can say is, of all the gangs, of all the situations coming over the border, I guess I just didn't think of motorcycle gangs that way. You know, you think of Sturgis and the people that meet there in the rally. And I know people that are in clubs and love their motorcycles and are part of that, but they're certainly not part of that biker bloodbath. They're not in that kind of a game. Not at all. In the meantime, lots of rain is hitting states like Texas, where the lake levels, which were so low, are starting to really rise. In fact, there's problems with floods in some areas. And you look at California, and you see how bad the drought is there. And the fact that, imagine, it's so bad that you have to cut back 25% of your watering. Your households, 25 to even, they're saying 30%. But if you're out of water, you're out of water. I saw a fascinating story in San Francisco where they say the drought is so bad that you have kids that have never seen rain. Never seen rain. And that the idea of water coming from the sky is mind-blowing to them. You just take that for granted, right? This is mind-blowing that water could come down from the sky because they haven't seen it. That as a baby, that there's a whole slew of babies that are now getting older that are 2 and 2.5 and almost 3 years old that haven't seen rain. That is crazy. So imagine if you were out somewhere with one of these kids and then it started to rain. Would that not be freaky? What is that? I have no idea. What, that's called rain. That's called rain, sweetie. And we used to have umbrellas, but we don't have them anymore because we leave them at home since it never rains. You don't think about that kind of stuff. But this is what some parents are dealing with. And kids that are right on that cut line, they're asking questions because they're talking and they don't get what that word is. What is that word? Wow is all I can say. Wow. I want to, mixed into the odds and ends here, I want to bring this up because we talk about the immigration problems, of course, nonstop here on America Tonight. And they say, and I'm sure you are not shocked by this, but there is an incredible backlog of cases in these immigration courts. They say it's hit an all-time high, almost 500,000. Half a million cases. How are they going to get through those? Are you kidding? It'll take forever to burn through those cases. If you're waiting for a court date, you're not going to get that court date maybe 3 years. Maybe 3 years. And this is because of the illegal immigration really from Central America last summer. They already had a backlog and that just added to it. They gave a 30% increase. And they're overwhelmed with these unaccompanied kids, all over, 68,000. And so many from Central America. The surge really killed them. And they're trying to hurry up and give them priorities and get them through as fast as they can. But you only have so many people to process. And there's not enough. California, Texas, New York, largest immigration backlogs, followed by Florida and New Jersey. Wow. Good luck getting a court date. It's going to take 3-4 years. And then that backs up all of our problems, too, as well. Stay with us. Did you go to the movies this past weekend? Somebody did. I'm going to tell you about it. Behind you on my hands and knees, sizing your body up down to the ounce. Waiting to leap out and ready to pounce. I dreamed of a paradise where we could stay. With wild and bright beaches where children would play. But when I woke, it was very untrue. I was the predator hunting for you.
Heard the them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Rebel Wilson and others topped the box office, beating out Mad Max. You know, we do our cheap movie review. So for goodness sake, every once in a while you got to take a break, right? And you go to the big movie theater to escape what ails you. Pitch Perfect hauled in $70.3 million at the box office over the weekend, opening week. For Mad Max Fury Road, they made $44.4 million. How about that? Well, I think Pitch Perfect, because it has its girls. It's now this phenomenon of teenage girls could go and see it. And I think it's, you know, they're in a group, in a girl singing group. it makes sense that it would find an audience. I'm not shocked by that. And Mad Max Fury Road, the problem with that is you're remaking a piece of history that existed a long, long, long time ago. So I don't know, are more females going to the movies now? This film, the Pitch Perfect film, is definitely attributed to female moviegoers. They say 3/4 of the audience has been female. That totally makes sense. So you would think Mad Max, which was number 2, would bring in boys, guys, whatever. And that certainly got a lot of rave reviews. And almost, in fact, the Fury Road Mad Max got almost a perfect review on a review site that they're pretty stingy with their positive reviews. Got a 98%. Wow, 98%. That's pretty big to get that. There's no accounting, I guess, in some senses for what people want to see. I think we're living in an era of if a movie just blows it out and does so well the first time around, you're going to see maybe 2, 3 or more of them, like Taken. Taken, the first Taken was such a big surprise with Liam Neeson that they automatically negotiated to have a 2, and then they have a 3. So they took that story all the way through. And so if it's not just a sequel, sometimes it's 3. Sometimes we're seeing that there's more than just that first one. It depends on how the movie does at the box office. If it's killer at the box office, there's a chance they're going to automatically be inked for another deal to try to get the same characters. And we did get a couple of reviews on this, so I thought I'd throw them in outside of the mailbag. This one from Zoe, who says, Kate, I was absolutely floored by the talent of Pitch Perfect. I took my young daughter to see it. She was really wanted to see it after seeing the first one. And we had some good bonding time. I have to say it was quite clever. Nice. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Because remember, I always say if you send me a cheap movie review, I'll send you a copy of my book. This one comes to us from Stan. And Stan says, America Tonight listeners, I have to tell you, Kate is right when she says wait for it to come out on the stream or go to Redbox. Half of the movies that come out, they look good, but you see just the good parts, the trailers. And then when you go, you're disappointed by the storyline. Of course, that's on purpose. I get it. Unless it's a movie that completely lends itself to a bigger viewing area, I'd say I agree. Stream it and wait. Yeah, I mean, if you can wait, if it's a movie that's, you know, if you're a James Bond freak and it makes you happy to go and see James Bond every couple of years when they make a new one, then by all means, go. Go and see it at the movie theaters. But if you can wait and it's just a movie you're so interested in, if you wait, you know, the $1.99 it cost you or whatever it is to stream it could be well worth it because you're not spending the big bucks for a movie you're unsure of, I guess. But then that begs the question, how many movies have you walked out on? You know, did you ever go to the movie theater? You sit down and you're just so, you just can't follow it. You don't want to follow it. You just want to get out of the movie and you leave. I mean, you know, there's the question. Have you ever left a movie? Just got up and said, yeah, I can't even fall asleep in this thing. I can't even care about eating the popcorn. It's awful. I'm gone. I'm out of this movie. I can't do it. Can't sit here. That's pretty bad. That you just know the movie's bad if people are, especially if a lot of people are walking out, but you know it is if you have a handful even of people that go out because they're not getting their money back. You can't get your money back because the movie isn't what you thought it was. So you're done. You're out. You're out that 9, 10, however much it costs you to go to the movies. You know, that number just keeps climbing up, doesn't it? And it's like, what was the cheapest you ever paid to go to the movies? I love it when I meet older people. because, one, they're just a fountain of wisdom. And I think we don't treat older people very well in this country. But can you imagine what it would, you know, what it was like when you paid like a buck to go to the movies? I can't even imagine what that was like. But how cool would that be? Instead of the 10, 11, you can even go now where it costs you like $20 or close to $20 because you're going where they have the lazy boy chair and they come and they feed you right at your place. I forget, there's a whole bunch of different theaters that do that. In one way, it sounds really good, doesn't it? And inviting. And another way, it sounds like, I can't sit in a regular seat anymore. I got to pay double that price. Then I'm going to order it off the menu. It's going to be a $60 movie. I might have to rethink that one. $60 to go see a movie? Nah. I think sitting in the seat will be just fine. One time somebody treated me to one of those movies, and I didn't realize what it was. And, oh, I couldn't believe it. It was cool in a way to sit in those chairs, but it also is conducive to falling asleep if you're sitting in those chairs. So I don't think you can go to those movies tired because you're going to shell out at the bare minimum, you know, $18-$19 plus whatever you drink or eat. And I don't see how with all that food popping around you, you can completely ignore it and just go get some popcorn. But even if you get popcorn, it's not going to be cheap. But I love it. People are drinking Bloody Marys, gin and tonic, red wine. And that was the idea. They were going to make the movies a bigger experience. Like, why can't you just eat at the movies instead of going out to eat, then going to a movie, or going to a movie and then going out to eat? Why not just go in one fell swoop? You can really do it, dine pretty well in some cases, at the movie theater. Instead of having to do the two trips to two different places. Makes sense, but boy, you'd have to really keep people's interest to get them to come back again and again and again. Because you might have some people that are big fans, but then you're relying on the newness of it and getting good films too. The films have to be good because you got to get people's attention to get them to want to come in and spend the money, right? Don't forget, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Thanks to Nathan Reeder. Thanks to all of you for kicking off your week with America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.